Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and it's Monday, January 31st, 2011.
Super Bowl, baby!
Super Bowl 45. Where would we be, Steven?
Where would we be?
Where be we?
We be at the media center at where all is happening.
400 Olive Street, the Sheraton Hotel in Dallas,
Dallas,
Texas.
Sheraton, that's right. Downtown Dallas. Where we're coming to you live from the Grand Ballroom?
The Grand Ballroom, although it's a little quiet in here.
I think
John Madden would have something to say. John would probably say this.
There's not even enough people left here in the stands for a good boo.
Which is probably good, because we don't want that right now.
It's 9 o'clock at night here in Texas Central Time, and it's getting late. It's getting a little quiet. People
it
are
is.
Setting up for the morning.
We just got here today. We just finished setting
we
up.
We just flew from L.A. Boy, are our arms tired.
Oh, I knew he was going there.
Had to.
Anyways, we just set up the gear. Our table is looking pretty good. We need our Sky
need
Sports
our banner.
News banner.
Left it in the car.
How did you do that?
It's in the big bag.
I can't.
If we had brought the big bag, you know what the security guy would have said? Oh my gosh. Let's talk about that right after this.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves. All right, so here's the deal. Here's the deal. We, like I said, we just got here today. We landed, 10 minutes before the Green Bay Packers landed?
We beat them by 15,
by
20 minutes.
15, 20 minutes. We were actually sitting down at the airport to eat.
At the WTGIF Fridays.
Yes. WTGIF Fridays, and we saw their
and
plane
I looked out the window
touchdown.
And just saw a jet come in and touch down, and I happened to be slingboxing NFL Network, and the guys on NFL Network, there you just saw the plane set down the Delta charter.
That's
of the
right.
Green
and
Bay
so
plane.
We see the plane actually taxi to the Delta terminal, and they pull up the
fire trucks.
Yeah, fire trucks and the
and they start
sirens.
Putting hoses. There was like four or five fire hoses that they were.
So first of all, we thought that maybe a plane was in trouble.
The Green Bay plane was on fire. And then the waiter says, no, they did this morning when the Steelers arrived.
Right. Why?
At DFW. It's like a ticker tape parade.
Are they like de-icing the plane?
It's not that cold yet.
Yet. It is going to be freezing cold. So, folks, this is a little
this
short
is a teaser.
Short little teaser that we are actually on the ground. Media credentials around our neck. We are ready. Super Bowl, baby!
Super Bowl. And as you can tell by the file size, you know this isn't going to be a long show.
That's right. And seriously, we promise. We need to get to our
we need to get to our accommodations,
to our arrangements,
and make sure that our host David doesn't have to stay up any later than necessary.
That's right.
And we haven't had dinner.
And we may be parked illegally. Our car might be towed.
We're absolutely parked illegally.
Yeah,
it's a matter of whether anyone will notice.
Yeah, the car might get
we're
towed.
We're actually running a security test here at the Sheraton by leaving our car in the loading dock.
Yeah, you know we might get in a lot of trouble.
We might.
And by the way, before Jeffrey, you know, throws
gets
me under the
trouble.
Bus, I'm just going to go
what?
Ahead.
What? He didn't want to do it. It was my
I'm just
idea.
Just going to go ahead and say it. I lost my iPhone already.
I didn't
but,
say that.
But
I didn't
I
tell
found
anybody.
It. Yeah, but you were going to, so I beat you to the punch. So we come in to get our credentials. Then we had to go.
Idiot.
Then we had to drive back to the FedEx facility to get our box with all our gear, and then come back to the hotel to set it all up and obviously do
this. Oh, Steven, by the way, what's that about 90 feet over there?
What is it?
A FedEx facility?
Yeah, I know.
Here in the room?
Hey, you didn't do your research, man. You were in charge of shipping the box.
Nobody returned my phone calls.
You were responsible
Nobody
for shipping the box.
Nobody returned my phone calls.
Who was shipping the box? Me or you?
I shipped the box.
There you go. That's all I'm
saying. 75 pounds went to Arlington instead of here to the Sheraton where they had a FedEx facility.
You know where we're shipping the box from?
I'm hoping here.
There you go.
But
there
it's not going to be this box. This box
no,
seen better
the,
days.
The box crumbled. Jeffrey didn't use any support. You know the little supports that you're supposed to be on the four corners?
No.
You didn't put those in there.
Why would I know things like
because
that?
Because I...
Steven, what color is my skin?
And what does that mean?
I don't do things.
Oh, okay. So,
look, I
so
did spend
Jeffrey's,
a summer busting down
Jeffrey's
cardboard
philosophy,
boxes.
Because I am a white man, I don't have to do anything.
I don't... It's not that I don't have to do anything, but not much should be expected of me.
All right.
General incompetence.
Anyways, news that we can bring you from the game.
Well, you know what? There is news that we can talk to you
yes.
about. We've got the center for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes,
Pouncey bounded down the stairs on crutches and looked very painful. I tell you, if he is ready, now mind you, he knew.
I'm going on record right now. He's not going to play in the football game.
Now he knew that he was on camera.
Yes.
So
was he milking
it? Are you playing it up?
Milking it
Remember, we had the same situation last year with what's
Dwight
name?
Freeney.
Dwight Freeney's ankle.
Rope
How bad is Indianapolis Colts Dwight Freeney's ankle? We don't know. Maybe they're making more of this than it really
he's
is.
He's got a fracture in his foot, dude.
Yeah, I know. You can't lie about that.
Foot is fractured.
Yeah.
I don't know how much pressure you get. And as a center, you need to get off that ball and smack people around pretty quickly.
Absolutely.
So
certainly protect your quarterback.
I'm going to go on record right now and say Ponce doesn't make the football game.
So this is a little tease show. So that's some of the news we've got. All the teams are here. Behind us
all
is
the
gym.
Are there a whole bunch of teams?
There's 75 teams, and they're all here.
All the teams are here.
I was thinking of the teams as far as the radio press. Behind us is the gym room show.
Jim's over in the corner.
He's not here.
Well, no, he isn't.
But his people were here earlier.
He will be.
We're across from Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
That's right.
Sirius NFL Radio.
And I want to know who's with the big TV cameras and stuff. We got to figure out who that is over there.
I don't know who's over there.
But tomorrow is media day, so what
Fox
we're going
Radio,
to do
Fox Sports
is
Radio.
We're going to be out at Cowboy Stadium.
Yep.
The Green Bay Packers go first, and then the Pittsburgh Steelers go second. And then after that, we're going to come back, and we're going to tell you all about it and play sound clips of the guys.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be fantastic.
And I've already bumped into Inez Sainz.
And she said, hola,
chico. She did. She literally did. I said, hola, Inez, ¿cómo está?
It's
and she says,
happening
hola, chico.
All over again.
So,
it's New York all over again.
It
it's
is,
a nightmare.
It is.
You know, Steve, if we hadn't done this test, I'm not sure. You may have remembered, but I may not have remembered the microphone for tomorrow. We may have left them here at Radio Row.
Dude, you're with Steven Miranda.
Yeah, I've been. No, I know. And this is your town.
And
you set up all the gear.
Sometimes forget iPhone,
maybe a phone,
a laptop bag,
a suit
in a train. I don't forget that we need microphones for tomorrow. I got
Well, cool. I would have forgotten.
Okay. Well, we are.
So we'll be taking those with us.
Away there. Yes, we will.
We got to meet Richard in the morning and get our little triangles.
Ah, yes, the triangles for the microphones. That is always a good thing.
And it's supposed to be freezing rain tomorrow.
That is what I'm nervous about.
I'm nervous about our lovely Kia. We were supposed to be renting a Jeep Cherokee four-wheel drive because I knew about the weather.
Okay.
And they put us in a Kia.
So this has become the episode where we tease you a little bit about what we're doing here and we start to complain and whine
about all the bad things
the bad
that are going to be happening.
Exactly. And we'll start with Jeff's number one complaint, which is
I didn't know I had a number one complaint.
Oh,
Steven
okay.
Singing.
Yeah, there you go. I've been singing Boogie Fever. You got to boogie down. And Jeffrey
from Despicable
is just,
Me.
Why
am I Steven?
Look, I've got a 3-year-old who watched Despicable Me like 100 times.
Okay, that's fine. She's not here, is she?
No, she isn't.
Is the movie on?
No.
But so I've got you
so
in my ear.
Okay, so what were you singing this morning? The Wizards of Waverly Place thing?
I wasn't, first of all.
You were. You walked into my house, and you were like,
that song
is going to be stuck in my head.
No, I didn't. I said, I hate that song. It never gets stuck in my head. I just hate it.
No, I see.
I hate that song.
I see.
It's an evil thing. See, we got to go. We got to go to your brother's house.
Go.
We don't want to make him stay up too
late.
It's
8 minutes. Come on. Let's give him at least another couple minutes and give him a 10-minute
Okay.
Teaser.
Well, let's talk about
Mike
how many times you made me drive by the grassy knoll.
Well, yeah. Jeffrey, every time we're in downtown Dallas, people. Okay, and to get to the Dallas Sheraton from where we're staying, we have to pass.
Apparently, there's 75 ways, and Steven insists on driving by the 6th-floor Texas Book Depository.
We have to drive by the Book Depository. I mean, and every time Jeff sees
deposited.
The grassy knoll, he starts to cry about it. What is the deal?
Well,
I
first
mean, that
of all,
happened, what, that happened like 800 years ago?
It happened well before I was born.
There you go. And you don't even know the situation.
I don't know the situation.
You said nothing happened on the grassy knoll. I have witnesses at the grassy knoll that says there was a big commotion on the grassy knoll.
And a poof of smoke.
Don't make me bring the witnesses
Which
here.
Kevin Costner do we buy? The one from JFK movie or the one from Bull Durham? The one in Bull Durham says that he knows that the gunman acted alone.
Yes.
And the one in JFK was sure that there was a conspiracy.
Well,
which Kevin Costner do we believe?
Well, it's which Kevin Costner character do we believe?
No.
Do we believe the minor AA baseball player or do we believe the guy who was the aide to the president?
Yeah, I'm not sure which one to believe. I don't know.
Jeffrey, it's the same guy playing different characters.
Oh.
Just keep watching.
All right. So early indications here, it's going to be cold all week. We're going to be
not necessarily on game day when we're in a dome.
Oh, no. Yes.
It should be nice that day.
Saturday and Sunday is supposed to warm up and be nicer, but starting tomorrow, it's supposed to be in the teens until Friday. The teens.
And tomorrow we have weather. We don't just have cold.
I'm not very happy about
moisture.
That right now. I'm not very happy with you right now, as a matter of fact.
What did I do?
I don't know, but you're going to do something.
Well, that's inevitable. I promise I will do something.
All right, folks. That's all the time we got right now. Just a little teaser to get you started. We are here. Touchdown Super Bowl 45 from North Texas. Jeff Allison, Stephen Miranda coming to you from the lovely Dallas Sheraton.
Have a good evening, everybody. We'll talk to you later.
Good night.